This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let me share with you one final observation based on our study of 1 Corinthians 9:19. Some might think that Paul was willing to make himself a bondslave to everyone so that he would be seen as successful in winning more converts. That would give him a place of honor in the church. He would be respected as a soul winner. People would speak well of him. But that is not what a bondslave expects. Jesus pointed out in Luke 17:7 through 10 that if a servant prepared a meal for his master after he had worked all day in the field, the master would not be obligated to thank him. Then he says, "So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" Paul is not concerned about winning more so that he would be honored or praised. He made himself a bondslave to everyone so that he might win more in order that Jesus Christ would be honored and praised. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, "When I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. But there is a blessing we receive when, as a result of our service, others are saved and Jesus Christ is glorified." That's why Paul concludes this section of 1 Corinthians 9 by acknowledging, "I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings." A servant who humbly and faithfully does his master's bidding will experience the joy of seeing others blessed by God, and the overflow of that blessing on others will spill over on him. Have you ever experienced this? You will if you follow Paul's example. And if you'd like to review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.